ho, ho. It's the 413. Let's tell everybody to listen to our show.
It's a Tuesday night. You've got nowhere else to go.
And we're on with Abby, Bill, and DJ Ron. And with Carl and DJ Noah, we'll take your friend or foe. Just listen to our show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Christmas special edition of the 413 podcast. This is an episode that almost didn't happen.
Our story begins in the cozy, slightly cluttered basement studio where the group records their podcast. There's a Christmas tree in the corner, half decorated, the microphones scattered across the table. Abby, Andy, Bill, Jared, and Eric are all seated around it.
All right, team, it's December. We need ideas for our Christmas episode. After all, Christmas is all about presents, and we need to give our viewers a good one this year.
Right. Something festive, something nostalgic, something that won't make me want to karate chop Andy mid-recording. I'll take notes.
Hear me out. Christmas, but in space. Imagine Santa in a UFO delivering presents to aliens. The presents, signed copies of Third Rock from the Sun. I mean, who doesn't love French Stewart?
Absolutely not. And stop spinning in your chair.
No. Wait, what if we go radical? Christmas Extreme Sports Edition. We talk XWA wrestling, sledding at Clamp Park, and who can chug an entire gallon of eggnog without barfing? Eggnog Challenge!
How about we skip the episode entirely? No one cares. People just do what they want to do.
Damn it, Jared. Do you hate joy? The kids in Pittsfield will cry harder than when dead rats broke up. Do you want to put the kids through another traumatic event like that? I mean, kids are assholes sometimes, so maybe it's not so bad.
Can we please just one time stay on track? This plan is going down harder than the boat at Allendale.
Guys, we started this podcast to celebrate growing up in Pittsfield, remember? Christmas is perfect for nostalgia. Tree lightings at Park Square, hot chocolate at Sip of Seattle, making reindeer decorations hump on Holmes Road.
Or that time Andy got banned from caroling for seeing Clay Aiken's Invisible?
To be fair, there was no way to know that lady was blind.
She had a guide dog.
I thought it was a German Shepherd.
Yeah. Nostalgia. It's overdone. People don't want memories. They want TikTok and soft pants.
The group dissolves into loud bickering. Abby slams her coffee mug on the table.
Enough! This isn't working. I can't do this with you anymore. I just can't with this. It's like herding cats every night.
Isn't that ironic?
Don't you think?
Andy, I think this is what she's talking about. Abby, are you sure you want to break up the podcast?
Yes. Maybe we're forcing it. Y'all are stressing me out.
Okay, I don't know how I'm supposed to change your mind. We can't do this without you.
Later that night, Eric lies in bed, staring at the ceiling. The room glows faintly with Christmas lights outside his window. He tosses and turns, muttering to himself.
Abby's leaving. Am I putting too much pressure on everyone? What if this is it? What if we never get back together?
Suddenly, a faint glow fills the room. He looks up to see a shadowy figure by his bedside. It's Andy, dressed as a 90s kid with JNCOs and a Discman.
Hey, I'm the ghost of Christmas past.
Andy? Is that you? When did you grow your tail back?
There's no time. We're going on a trip down memory lane.
Where the hell is that?
Elm Street.
Eric blinks. And suddenly, they're standing outside his childhood home.
Remember when we started hanging out? It was like time stood still. But we all got older and busier, which is why we started the podcast. We thought the world was ending. They killed Betty White. It used to be about having fun and giving our hottest takes.
Yeah, we laughed so much we cried. I mean, who thinks a hot dog is a sandwich?
Me, but that's not the point. The point is that there doesn't need to be a point. Not pressure, not perfection. Just hanging out and having fun, like the dudes in Encino Man. I mean, they were all just hanging out, playing Radmobile, looking for chicks, and Paulie. Don't forget how good he was in that. I mean, we could probably get him on the podcast. You know his contact info? I bought his record on Record Store Today, but there wasn't really anything good. Not as good as Truly, Madly, Deeply.
Before Eric can respond, Andy fades out, replaced by Jared, who's now wearing a sleek black robe like a grumpy Jedi.
I'm the ghost of Christmas present. Let's go, fucker.
They're suddenly inside the basement studio, watching the others argue earlier that day.
Look at us, bitching over nonsense. You think this is what it's all about? Is this what you were trying to create?
No, but...
The closer.
Eric notices Abby crafting up a storm and stifling a smile. Bill checking the score of the Michigan game and nodding along convincingly. Andy feeding a shirtless Vinny peanuts at 1 a.m., one peanut at a time. And Jared's heart growing three sizes watching his friends being themselves.
Beneath the chaos, we're still friends, still a team. Even if I hate Christmas and this podcast.
Yeah, I guess you're right. The podcast shouldn't feel like work. We don't owe the viewers anything, only to each other.
Suddenly, Jared disappears, and Bill appears in a sparkly, over-the-top, jingly elf costume.
Ghost of Christmas Future, my bro! Let's go!
They're now standing in a cold, empty studio covered in dust.
What is this?
This is what happens if you let Abby quit. No more podcasts. No more laughs. Just silence. Hella sad, to be honest.
Eric looks devastated. Bill pulls him into a one-armed hug.
But hey, bro, you can fix this. Just get the gang back together. Convince Abby not to quit. Rip out hella podcast content for the peeps and my main man Fozzie Way, because he's the most snuggable.
Bill winks and vanishes. Eric wakes up, startled, and immediately grabs his phone. The next day, Eric invites everyone back to the studio. The Christmas tree is fully decorated now, and there's a cozy fire crackling on the screen in the background.
Guys, I had a dream. Well, three, actually. We can't quit the podcast. It's not about the episodes or the themes. It's about us, hanging out, being friends. I know, I can make it feel like homework, but mostly in fear of being judged by our fingerless gloved keyboard warrior fans. I know our episodes will be good because regardless of the topic, we always find a way to bond over our experiences. Hey, there are more Pitts tales to be told, more pizza to rank, and more core memories to unlock. You guys are the best present I could ask for.
The group exchanges looks.
You know something? You're actually right. I love reliving some of the most fun nights of my life on podcast night. And even more than that, creating some new ones. Let's do this thing. I've got some Christmas-themed trivia in honor of old Saint Nick.
Nick Cage?
Andy.
Fine. But if we're doing this, no caroling, ever.
Again, I thought it was a standard poodle.
Listen, as long as y'all don't make fun of my elf ears.
I thought that was a costume.
They gather around the mics, laughing and reminiscing as the camera pans out, revealing snow falling gently outside the studio window. Abby begins the first question of trivia.
It's like rain on a rain day.
It's a free ride that you just didn't say.
It It's another brisk December. The cold cuts just like a knife. Not a creature is out stirring. No tool time for Andy's wife. It's a Christmas podcast special with nostalgia over Zoom. Abby's putting her kids to bed while Bill's howling at the moon. Jared joins the meeting faded. Eric demands perfection. No soft pants at this table. No candy cane detection. As the recording started, we are filled with Christmas cheer. So grab a hold, the ones you love, the 413 is here. It's Christmas time in the 413. Doxing and unboxing round the Christmas tree. So sit back and listen to our tales from the pits. Or left in your stocking will be nothing but shits. I just really the world. That's it, old Eddie Lors. Bondage man Jingle Jeffro is in studs. Since early 2000s, we've all been best buds.